it to be the possession of Christ Jesus, ultimately the possession of God. For Jesus said, I'll do nothing, say nothing, or be anything that I have not seen my Father do. Now we go into Hebrews here and we see that it didn't say he's the likeness of God. We need to understand this one. The word does not say that he was the likeness of God, but it said he was the exact radiance of God. Big difference. I'm not a playing on words this morning, but we need to get an understanding of who God really is. We are not just to become like him. We are to have the radiance of him. And if we have the radiance of God in us, then the people that look at us will not see us, but they'll see the God that's in us. That's what Jesus came to do. That's the ultimate that he brought to the old covenant. And as he brought in the new covenant, he brought only two commandments with the new covenant. The old covenant had 10 commandments, but the new only has two. And that is, number one, love. Love was in the old covenant. Number two is obedience. Obedience was in the old covenant. So he didn't add anything that was not already in the old covenant. So those of you that are law seekers, I want to quickly tell you that everything in the old covenant is encapsulated in the new covenant. However, it's by the Spirit of God that we become obedient to God. Come on. The thing in the old covenant that could not cover the fullness of what God wanted it to cover is the Spirit of God was not working in them, because the Word of God came through the prophets of God. Did God do away with the prophet? No, he did not. He added a dimension to the prophet. What we see here is God is making a way for everyone to ultimately belong to him. Hallelujah. Praise God. God does not want any one of us to ever spend eternity in hell. He wants us to have eternity with him. That's why the writer is bringing this. To which of the angels did he ever say such words as these, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Or again, I will be to him a father, and he will be to me a son. No angel has ever had that. Angels do not have that opportunity. However, if you study far enough in the Word of God, we are sons of God through Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have a place in Christ Jesus that no other creation has ever had or ever will have. It's through Jesus Christ. That's why in the name of Jesus, the word says that every demon in hell has to flee. There's nothing that you'll ever face that you cannot use the name of Jesus with the word backing you, and that demon, whatever you're facing, has to leave. The body of Christ has far too long walked way beneath their privileges. Way too far beneath the authority that we have as sons of God. Everything that Jesus did, we have the opportunity also to do. Come on. It's in the Word. When Jesus left, he said, everything that you have seen me do, you can do. How can you do it? By the Word. In the Word. As we speak out of the Word, that brings a power that we don't have within ourselves. We have the power of heaven when we proclaim the Word of God. As we proclaim the Word of God, then we can speak the name of Jesus, and every demon has to flee. It cannot stay in your presence. Come on. If you've got the power of God in you, the demons cannot stay in your presence. Get a hold of this one, people. We need to become victorious. We need to quit backing up. We need to start charging forward and taking that God has already given us. Do you realize you are the representation in this day of God? Amen. How are you representing him? Come on. God wants you to represent him. You will either be moved of him or moved up on by him. You're going to hear that more and more and more until it gets down deep inside of us. We will be moved on or moved in. I want him moving in me. People know when God's in you. You don't have to blow your trumpet. Just be who you are. Come on. Too many people have been blown away, have been run away from the body of Christ because too many are blowing their own trumpets about themselves and not about God. I don't want to go there this morning. Thank you, Lord. I won't. Hallelujah. That'd preach a long time, but I'm not. Further, when he brings his firstborn into this world of men, he says, let all the angels of God worship him. This is what he says of the angels. God himself makes a distinction between angels. One of the reasons that God brought me to this place is because we have a sect of people now that are teaching angelic experiences, and they're focusing on the angelic experience. Let me tell you, the angels are of God's creation, and they are messengers of God. They are servants of God, but they are not to be worshipped in place of God. We need to get it right, folks. It's only Jesus Christ in this time that we are now facing, that we're now living, that we have access to the throne. You can't get to the throne any other way than through Christ Jesus. You are His possession. And as we are His possession, that means we have His stamp, His name upon us. He said, I'll make you a signet ring. I'll make you a signet ring. And that signet ring carries authority. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of being out of the authority of God. I want the authority of God working in my life so that when I come in contact with someone that needs extra power, I've got it to give and can change their lives. Is that pride? No, no, no. That's knowing who you are. I remember when Dale Earnhardt, I was watching the day Dale Earnhardt left here. I drove a Monte Carlo. How many knows that Dale Earnhardt had a place in my heart? That man could have been perceived as one of the most arrogant and proud men in the whole motor sport. But I watched him. He knew who he was. He didn't go to a race that he didn't know what he was going to do, except his last race. And the moment that he got his eyes off of his goal is when he left here. I was watching it. God spoke to me that day. He said, I want you to go back and look at it. He got his eyes on his opponent, and it took his life. And if you get your life focused on your opponent, it'll take you out too.
Amen.
Come on. Come on, you can know who you are, but the moment you get your eye on your opponent, you've just been had. Oh, I feel something on that. God wants you. He designed you to be His. Come on. He wants everything about you. He doesn't want you keeping one thing back, because everything He's designed you for is greater than what you can do for yourself. Come on. Mm-mm-mm. Even the angelic beings who, when he says of the angels, who maketh his angels winds. Do you realize that many times there's an angelic being that's blowing in the breeze for your benefit? Can you envision that? Blowing in the breeze for your benefit. They're serving angels. And his ministers as a flame of fire. Andrew ought to have seen angels before now, because he loves to play in fire so much. He's got to see some angels in some fire. You know. Ministering a flame of fire. How many has ever had the fire of God come upon you? Does it change you? Yes, it does. Do you realize that an angel just went by and went, whew, the presence of God upon you? They have a place, but they are not to be worshipped. Jesus is your master. Come on, Jesus is your Lord. But when he spoke, or when he speaks of his Son, he says, Thy throne, O God, is forever. Now get a hold of this one. God the Father is speaking of Jesus the Son, but he is referring to him, Thy throne, O God. God the Father is giving him a throne and a place in the deity. When Jesus left, he said, What I did, you can do, and greater. Does that mean that God gave you a throne and that God will give you a place in the deity? Think about it a minute here.